Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.
Everybody has been through school from about the age of 4 up to the age of 16 or 17. But what happens when you get to the age of 16 or 17? There's a lot of different choices. There are people that go on to do all sorts of things. But one of the options is to go on to do sixth form. And I've come along today to Harrogate Ladies College. I'm here with the head of sixth form, Rebecca Ashcroft. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, nice to see you.
Very nice to be here. It's always a beautiful school to come and do an interview in. But we're talking today about the big step that is sixth form. Now, for pupils who are currently in year 10, year 11, so they'll be sort of 15, 16 years old, what's the difference between what they'll have experienced already to what they're going to experience when they get to sixth form?
Okay, so there are lots of different sort of experiences that they will have in sixth form and lots of ways in which we're different. So first of all, moving on to A-levels, it's a much more independent style of learning. You've narrowed it down to 3 or 4 A-levels, so you're really studying subjects that you feel passionate about, that you're really interested in studying. Also, there's maybe less time in formal lessons, you have more free periods. So, for example, you know, you would be expected to do more independent works, more independent reading, that sort of thing.
So, for advice then for Year 11 pupils, I suppose it's two different categories, really. It's people that have been here. They can start in different areas from about the age of 2, can't they, with Harrogate Ladies College?
They can, absolutely. We have a preschool, which is from age 2 onwards, and then we go right up to age 18.
So for those people then that have come up all the way through the ranks, how do they sort of get some extra help with making those sixth form decisions?
Okay, so our current year 11s, last week we had something called a Freshers' Fair, where they had the opportunity to speak to some of our upper six, lower six students who were doing their A-levels and find out a little bit more about the subjects. The teachers weren't in the room, so it was a real opportunity for them to get an honest reflection of what the subject's actually like. This week, we're hosting a taster day for our current year 11s. They will be in lessons all day, attending sixth form lessons and getting a real flavour of what being a sixth form student at Harrogate Ladies College is all about. For students who are perhaps considering moving from other schools, we offer more of a bespoke service. So students who might be interested, they would contact admissions and we can organise tours for them, and we can also organise taster days for them where they come in, they get buddied up with a couple of students and they get to really experience what it's like in the sixth form.
It's very important to come and see it as well, isn't it? You can look at a lot of brochures, you can read all the information, but coming to see where you could potentially be spending all that time, I guess, is really, really important. The other thing as well as enjoying the subjects that you're studying and enjoying the place that you're going to be in, for a lot of people, the next step would be university. Is that something that they need to have thought about before they choose their A-levels?
Absolutely. For certain courses, so for example, if you're thinking of medicine or dentistry or vet science, it's really important that you know which A-levels that you need to do. So for example, you would definitely need to do biology and chemistry for those subjects. However, if you're thinking of doing law, for example, you don't need to have done law A-level. You just have to have a real sort of spread of the more traditional subjects to pursue that at university. A really growing trend at the moment is looking at overseas universities. With fees in the UK set to rise to possibly £9,500 a year, you know, often going overseas might be a more sort of economical option.
And an exciting one.
Absolutely. So we host, every year we host an overseas university fair. We have one taking place in March 2018, and we invite, you know, students from other schools to actually attend that event. At that event, we usually have about 24 universities from, you know, Australia, from North America, from Canada, from Hong Kong, from Europe. It's a really amazing sort of experience for the students. Another thing that we do also is we help prepare students for Oxbridge applications. So we've achieved success this year. We have a student who's studying law at Cambridge and one who's doing philosophy and physics at Oxford. To help them prepare, we have a very sort of bespoke individual programme. They go to seminars. They have a supervisor who will help them with aptitude tests. We do lots of mock interviews. And we really give them the opportunity to, you know, really progress and get themselves as competitive as possible.
But it's not just academia, it's not just lessons and making sure you get those grades. There's a lot about sixth form that's really quite a lot of fun and is outside those parts.
Absolutely. So we have lots of different experiences for our sixth formers. We have specific sixth form trips. So, for example, I take a four-day trip to Krakow, primarily aimed at students who are doing history and psychology, but also we have, you know, a lot of the year group come for enrichment as well. In addition to that, we have an art and photography trip, which goes to Venice every year, which is absolutely amazing and really inspires the girls.
There isn't any denying, is there? There's a lot of choice. There are a lot of different schools. There are a lot of different sixth forms. What do you think is the key difference between going to another sixth form and coming somewhere like Harrogate Ladies College?
That's a fantastic question. I think what really makes Harrogate Ladies College Sixth Form unique is the fact that we have our Sixth Form Centre, which has personalised studies for the Sixth Formers. They all have their own desk, bookcase, chair, it's Wi-Fi enabled, and right at the start of term they go into town, buy lots of soft furnishings and they really make it a home from home. The Sixth Formers also have access to what we call the Hub, which is our Sixth Form Cafe. We also have a number of Sixth Form common rooms. We have our own designated sixth form kitchen, so if they want to have a break and make themselves some tea and toast, they can do that. And we also have a sixth form games room as well.
If people want to find out more, because that's obviously the next step, what is the best way for them to find out that information?
If anyone would like to come from outside the school and find out more about the sixth form, we would absolutely love to meet them. So the first stage would be to go onto the school website, hlc.org.uk, and then to contact admissions. And from there, we can organise a tour and a taster day.
Fantastic. Well, Rebecca Ashcroft, thank you very much for talking to us. And Harrogate Ladies College, open and waiting for people to get in touch. So thank you.
Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.